Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Annie is going to Bali.
Yes.
Congratulations. That sounds like fun.
Thank you. You want to pay for it?
How much does an airline ticket to Bali cost, Kennedy?
All the dollars.
Yeah.
A lot.
Have you looked up the price?
A little, but it's way too far in advance for me to even look at those dates, so I can't, but I'm going to guess it's upwards of...
There's no way it's under a grand.
Yeah, no.
One quick question.
Yeah.
Where the hell is Bali?
Indonesia.
On the other side of the planet.
Oh.
Why are you going to Bali, Annie?
So my best friend from college moved to Perth, Australia. She had met her boyfriend senior year of high school on a cruise, like the best love story ever. They fell in love, did long distance, and she became an Australian citizen.
Wow.
Like they're everything to me. I adore him. He's like me in a boy form. It's just amazing.
You're you in a boy form.
I know, you're right, Kennedy.
I wasn't going to say it.
Beat me to
well,
it, Kennedy.
He's me in an Australian boy, okay? Let's just go with that. So... She calls me the other day, or calls me in May, I should say, and tells me they got engaged, which is just crazy to me because, like, I just can't imagine being engaged right now. But, of course, I'm so happy. And then I'm like, okay, so the wedding, what is she going to do? Her parents still live in Tampa. So I was like, maybe she'll do one in Australia and one in Tampa, you know, for her American friends.
Right.
So then she calls me a couple days ago, and she's like, the wedding is going to be in Bali. And I'm like, okay.
Destination weddings, they get you.
Yeah, and this isn't a destination to, like, you know, Orlando, Florida.
Or Hampton Beach.
Or Hampton Beach. Or even, like, maybe,
those are not destination weddings.
Maybe down the Cape. A little bit of that.
Even
Bahamas. Even Bahamas. What's that, like a four-hour flight?
Martha's Vineyard, maybe?
Yeah, so it's in Bali. And at first, I was kind of freaking out because it's in a date where I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to take off the time, nor would I ever be able to afford it. I'm going to have to really go to the Coinstar a lot. And
you got two kidneys. You don't need both.
Dan, you're right. That's a great idea. But then she sends me this, and I just
can't. Hi, Annie. It's me. I didn't know how to do this, but I thought this was probably the best, most personable way to do something like this. We've known each other since we were probably sophomore year in college. You embraced me and your friends embraced me into their group. I was like a lonely little kitty cat running around because I had such awful friends, and you just embraced me and let me be in your friend group, and it was the best thing that I could have happened to me in college. We've been through so much together, even though we've not known each other for that long, and we haven't seen each other in so long. We still mean the world to Mark and I. I couldn't think of anyone else to be standing next to me when Mark and I get married in Bali, and I really would love for you to be my bridesmaid in Bali next year. If you'd be able to come, that would be amazing, because I couldn't think of anyone else being there by my side. I love you, and yeah, we'll speak soon.
My favorite part about her is she's from Jersey, so she still has a little bit of a Jersey accent when she says awful.
It's so interesting because it's half Australian, and then she goes a long time.
I called her yesterday. I go, we're not losing the Jersey. I'm bringing you a juicy jumpsuit when I'm coming to Bali. So.
Yeah, that Mark sounded real Australian.
Mark.
Boy,
yeah.
Wow.
But
Annie.
Now you have to go.
But this is my first time being a bridesmaid, and I would never, ever forgive myself if I didn't go. Like, she's one of the most important people in my life, and I got really lucky with friends in college, but she's one of the ones that, like, she'll be there till the end. So we're going Bali.
All right.
Wow.
Let's go.
Now, I know that time of year is a little bit tough for us to get off for vacation. Have you talked to Sal?
I did.
And what did he say?
Sal is just such a great man. And he was,
well, he is. Why are you laughing?
Because I feel like this is a setup to something.
So I thought it was going to be when I first got into his office. I was like, so ipso facto, can I go to Bali? No, but I was like, listen, this is something I wouldn't ask you if it wasn't important to me. And I know you don't like to make exceptions. And I totally understand, like, this is a very important.
Yeah, the spring and the fall, just a little behind the scenes stuff. We're not allowed to take vacations spring and fall.
I was like, but this is something I really cannot miss.
Exceptions have to be made. Rules are meant to be broken.
And, like, you guys know I'll be calling back the radio stations. Like, Annie International, let's go.
You'll be 12 hours ahead of us. No, you won't.
I'll try my best.
Annie, I'm going to give you one piece of advice. Turn off your phone before you leave the United States of America.
Right.
Ooh, them roaming
you
charts.
You don't want that.
I'm going to be in Dubai on a layover being like, Kennedy, love Dubai. She's like, shut off your phone.
Oh, I'll tell you everywhere to go in the airport. I love that airport. Oof.
As a bridesmaid, do you get a plus one? Because I've never been to Bali, and it sounds lovely.
Dan, I will ask if you can come. I'll be like, listen, I know you don't know him, but he's a good time.
Yeah, destination weddings pretty much don't do
Bali. Just rain on that parade.
Oh, wow, that is fantastic.
Well, that's exciting
Annie.
News, honey.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see the ugly dress she makes you wear.
She wouldn't, though. Are you? She would never.
You don't know that.
I really hope she doesn't. Kennedy, I don't look ugly in anything. Let's be honest.
That is a fact. Wow. That is a fact.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.